You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back and you keep listening and growing and expanding and learning to trust your intuition and just stepping into your fucking power and your light, I love you. Thank you for making this so easy for me. Thank you for making this podcast so enjoyable and one of my highlights of my week. I love each and every one of you. And if this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you the tools, the tips, the tricks, the value that's helping you on your spiritual path, regardless of where you are on it, if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review, I would really appreciate it because those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. But before you go ahead and submit, make sure that you take a screenshot and you send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I'd like to send you my soul alignment activation for free just as a thank you for, you know, taking the time out of your busy day to do that for me. I really appreciate it. So this episode, I just felt like I just needed to press record and talk about all the things because there's a lot of things that I want to talk about. Now, I want to do a little bit of a catch up. I want to talk a little bit about the Align Light Academy that's launching on September 14th because it's going to be amazing. I'm really excited for it. So let's talk first about the Align Light Academy. So the Align Light Academy is my signature 6-week spiritual coaching program. Okay. This is a very intense, very transformational, very amazing program that is geared towards your spiritual development. Okay. Whether that is through inner child healing, learning how to trust your intuition, becoming more psychic, just all the things. This is like, I am so proud of this program. You have no idea. We really go into all the things, right? It's not just about intuition and psychic development and a little bit. It's not just about that, okay? Psychic and mediumship development and, you know, strengthening your intuition is a part of the spiritual development as a whole. So yes, of course, we're going to be learning about spiritual development and intuition and all of that. But we're also going to be doing a lot of healing work. We're going to be embracing our inner child. We're going to be learning to really step into the power of the goddess because we all are goddesses. We are going to do some shadow work. It is an intense 6 weeks. I'm not going to fucking lie. I'm going to make you step outside of your comfort zone. You're going to feel uncomfortable. You're probably going to cry because there is some breathwork sessions. It's just amazing. I just cannot wait to see everybody at the end of the 6 weeks because I created this knowing that this program is going to take someone to their next level with spiritual development and personal development. So if you are interested in getting a seat or a spot in this program, I would highly suggest to book a discovery call with me, head on over to ericarusso.co because I don't take on a lot of people when it comes to this program because there's one-on-one sessions included in this program. So I have to be cognizant with my time. So if you are interested, head on over to my website, head on over to my Instagram, book a discovery call, get on my email list, whatever the case may be, and book a discovery call for me with me next week to talk about this, to see if this is the right fit for you, where you are on your journey. Okay. So that's that. Ooh, I'm so excited for you guys. I'm so excited for the Align Light Academy. You have no idea. So now I want to talk about a personal story that happened this week because I have to say that throughout my journey, throughout my life, throughout, you know, meditating and doing the inner work and all of this stuff, I have learned that doing the work, you have to do the work, but the true transformation happens when something happens, like something happens in your life, but your response is different than what you usually go to. Okay. So I want to talk about that because I had this pretty scary experience this week, and I just want to share it with you guys. So this week, my kids went back to school. Now, with COVID-19 and all of the new rules and regulations, it's a shit show. Like, it is just so crazy. I can't even begin to tell you. Some people are doing distance learning. Some people are driving their kids home from driving them and picking them up from school just so that they don't use the transportation system. It is just a shit show. We're all trying to get used to this new normal. So my kids started school on Wednesday, right? I have a almost 6 year old and I have a 8 year old. They're in first and third grade. So now, my first son is in a new school. He just started the intermediate school this year. So anyway, they have half days this week and they're supposed to get off the bus at 12:45. Now I get to the bus stop and this is the first day of school, guys. Like, this is the first day of school. This was on Wednesday. And the bus isn't there. The bus doesn't show up until 1:15. And when the bus shows up, only one of my child gets off. One of my children gets off. And I'm like, where is my son? Where is my kid? Right? So, you know, I'm talking to the bus driver. I'm like, where is he? And he's like, she's like, it's okay. Call the school. You know, he's probably there. He probably got picked, you know, they probably thought it was a parent pickup because now, again, with everything going on with COVID, it's like you can either choose to opt in to use the bus system or not. And I guess whatever. So, you know, first off, I have very sensitive boys, guys. Like, I don't think you understand. They are extremely sensitive. So my older son is crying at this point, very concerned about his little brother because we have no idea where he is. So he gets in the car and I start calling the school and I'm like, hi, is my son there? Like, he didn't get off the bus. They told me, okay, this is what the woman told me on the phone. Yes, he's here. You have to go in the back. You have to drive through the back to pick him up. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So I head on over to the school and I'm in this long ass pickup line because some people are picking up like schoolwork for their kids because they're opting into distance learning. So it's a long line. And when I get there, I say, hi, I'm here to pick up Kyle Russo. They think that I am picking up schoolwork and he's doing distance learning. No, no, no. So they're running around trying to find a bag with all of his schoolwork, but he doesn't need it because he's going to school. So then they come back out and I'm like, no, I was told that my son was here. Like, he was here. He was up and back and I had to pick him up. So they go and they try to find him and they can't find him. He's nowhere to be seen. That's when I start to panic and I'm like, I'm just taking, at this point, my other son is very concerned. He's crying in the back seat. I am just taking big, deep breaths. All I can remember was like, I was in the driver's seat and my hands were shaking because I was so concerned. Nobody knew where my son was. And I just remember looking at my fingers and they were just trembling. And I just remembered, I kept on saying, just breathe, Erica, just breathe, everything, you know, just breathe, just be in the present moment. And so the principal comes out and he says, what did he say? He said, oh, it says that he got picked up by his grandma. He didn't get picked up by his grandma. He didn't get picked up by his grandma. No, he did not get picked up by his grandma. I said that she has, and this is what I had, because we had to go through all the things in the summer where like who's allowed to pick him up and whatnot. And I said that my mother, if I can't pick him up, okay, my mother would pick him up from the bus stop. Obviously, I know when my mom's going to pick up my kids, right? So I'm like, no, she didn't pick him up. So at this point, Muggle Erica you know, fucking muggle Erica, like badass bitch Erica, wants to be like, I'm going to call every fucking news outlet. I am going to do this. I was going to go ham on my school district at this moment because they couldn't even tell me. They're running around like going crazy. The assistant principal, the social worker, the principal, I literally see them running back and forth in the hallway trying to find my son, not giving me any information. Nobody knows where he is, even though the person on the phone told me that he would be at the school. Okay, so I am just taking big deep breaths. The social worker then comes out to start consoling my other son because he's really upset. You know what I mean? It's his little brother. He just spent 6 months with them. They're very close. And I am just sitting there taking big deep breaths, right? I'm really trying to not react the way any mother would. Let's be real. Like that is a nightmare. This is an absolute nightmare. And I don't wish that sort of fear upon any parent, you know, not knowing where your child is. You put them on the bus to go to school and then the school doesn't know where they are. Like that, I just remember telling my husband, I was like, I legit, that fear took off 2 months off my life, just being for that 20 minutes where nobody could tell me where he was. So then the kicker was then they said my son's name, Kyle Russo, over the loudspeaker. And we're outside and all my windows are open, so I hear everything that's going on in the school. And they say, Kyle Russo, Kyle, if you're in the building, go to the nearest teacher, you know, and tell them that you're you. And that's when my other son really starts getting upset. And I got like a little upset and teary-eyed because I'm like, oh my God, that is just like the worst feeling ever. This is the worst feeling ever. So then they called the bus company and we finally tracked him down. He was put on the wrong bus and it was just like, oh my God, I was just, it was crazy. It was crazy. Even though he's been on the same bus with the same bus driver for over a year, it was just insane. So we finally found him and we reconnected and everything and all was well. But I have to honestly tell you guys, when I was driving home with both my kids in the car, I kept on thinking to myself, I'm like, wow, I'm really proud of how I handled this because I could have went crazy. I could have went totally Karen. There was a part of me that wanted to. There was a part of me that wanted to just start screaming and cussing and calling the cops and just making a huge deal out of it. But I tried staying in the present moment. I relied on my breath. I just kept on almost coaching myself. And I just remembered, I was like, on the way home, I was like, God, all of the things that I do, all of the work that I put into myself, and the shadow work and the healing work and the relying on spirit and all of this work really showed with how I reacted in this moment. Because again, not knowing where your child is, not knowing anything, and you know, having enough faith and trust in the school system to take care of them and put them on the correct bus and everything, I was just like, I knew I have grown as a person when I got home and I realized, I was like, wow, I could have really lost my shit. I really could have. Who wouldn't have? You know what I mean? Would you who wouldn't have lost their shit? And I was sitting there and like, you know, even my husband came home and he's a very reactive person, especially when it comes to our children. And I was, you know, I kept him informed. I was like, yeah, nobody knows where Kyle's. And him on the phone just, you know, going to me, like he got crazy. And when we got home, he said, I don't know how you handled that so well. Like I would have like busted down doors. And I told my mom about it. And she even said, I wouldn't have handled it the way you have handled it. Like I would have had the cops there in a minute. I would have been just losing my mind. And I just was calm. I just observed what was going on. I felt the feelings. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, when they announced my kid on the loudspeaker, it was just like my whole heart dropped. My whole heart felt like it had like cement covered in it, and it was just horrible. But it was just, I don't know, guys. I was really proud of myself. I was like really super proud of myself. And that's what I want to talk about, where it's like, you know, the meditating and the journaling and this work and being on your spiritual path. It's like, you really know you're doing the right thing. You really know you're making great strides when there's a situation or an argument or whatever the case may be, when there's a situation where you would have probably reacted in a very negative way or would have been something completely different, but you don't react in that negative way. You change. You change. You evolve. You see the situation for what it is. You allow it to be there. You allow yourself to feel the situation, feel the feelings that come out from it, but you don't attach to it. And you don't attach to the stories that you keep on telling yourself, where it's like, I need to react. I need to respond. I need to jump back. I need to give criticism. That's when you know you've grown. That's when you know you have taken great, great steps in your development. And that deserves a pat on the back. Like, really. I felt like I needed to talk about this week because I was talking to my friend Meg, who was on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, and she was telling me she had some shit show things happen to her this week. And she said, she basically said the same thing as me. It's where she was aware of the situations that were happening, but her reaction was different. She said, like, a couple of years ago, I would have just lost my mind. I would have become very defensive, and I would have, you know, jumped back at the people that I was talking to and everything, but she didn't. And I was just like, my God, girl, we've grown. We're grown-ups now, Meg. Right, Meg? We're grown-ups now. But that's when I realized, I was like, God, like, she's done so much work as well. She shows up to Circle every single time. She meditates. She does the work. She does the work. And I do the work. And she's a mother as well. And something happened with her kid or his school this week. And, you know, as mothers, I feel like we just, it's like our response system. It's that fight or flight where we just become reactive. As soon as we hear our kid is in danger or it has something to do with our kid, like the first thing, right? The first thing as mothers is like we become extremely reactive, regardless of what it is, like good or bad, because that's just how we are ingrained. And I was just so proud of us. Like, I was just like, Meg, we're grown up. We're growing up. It's good. It's good. But it's just, I don't know. I'm just really proud of myself, guys. I'm really, like, I'm getting, like, teary-eyed because it was just, like, if you knew me 5 years ago and if this happened 5 years ago, I can tell you, I can safely tell you that my reaction would have not been like this. Hell no. It would have been bad. It would have been bad. It just would have been so bad. And that's what I want you guys to know, okay? Life is filled with good and bad. There are going to be so many lessons along the way. There's going to be so many spiritual growth spurts that you are going to go into as you are on this path. It's when those negative things happen. It's when those conversations that we are not wanting to have to happen. It's those situations where it's stressful and we are losing our shit and we can react in a negative way very easily, and no one would, you know, think bad at us for reacting in that certain way. It's when we take that time to breathe. It is when we take that time to see the negative event that is occurring, but we allow it to be there, but we don't attach to it. We don't become that fight or flight, that crazy defensive person that we're all capable of being, right? That's when you know you're growing. That's when you know you're growing. It's when the problems are still there, but your reaction is different. Your response is different. It's more passive. It's more calm. It's more detached. Okay, guys, we all got this. And, you know, just know that. So when you notice yourself, when you notice that there is something that doesn't feel good with you, maybe it's shadow work, maybe it's someone from your past popping up, maybe it's just a shit show kind of thing. You know what I mean? Who knows what it can be? It's just not a positive thing. But your reaction is different from how you would have reacted 6 months ago, or even 3 months ago, or maybe even a year ago, or 2 years ago. It doesn't matter, guys. Growth is growth, no matter how slow you think it is. That's massive. That's massive. And you have to give yourself a pat on the back, even if it's the smallest thing. Even if it's like your something as small as like your mother-in-law being an asshole and saying something passive-aggressive and then you getting defensive, but you don't become defensive. My God, good for you. Seriously, good for you. Those tiny little things is the evidence you need to know that you're growing, that you're on the right path, that you're evolving, that you're coming into your own, that you're learning to trust your higher self. I mean, guys, that's what it's all about. We're here to learn. We're here to grow. We're here to feel all the feelings, okay? This is the funny thing is like, you guys know that I'm an Aquarius. I have a lot of air in my chart, guys. Like, I am so up in my head and I don't like emotion. I will be the first one to say it. I know. I don't like emotion. It is very hard for me to express emotion and feel the feelings. It's getting easier because I'm doing the work, but it's just so hard for me. And not just because of my astrology placements, but because of the way I was brought up. I mean, I'm fucking 67% Scandinavian. We're like all cold fish, right? Like we don't express emotion in the slightest. So it's a very, very unique thing for me to be able to talk about emotion and talk about expressing it. And I've been doing it and it's amazing. But what I want to say is just be gentle on yourself. Okay, you're doing the best you can with your cards that you are dealt. That's literally what I say to myself every single day. That's like my one mantra. I have to be completely honest. Like I do, you know, affirmations and everything like that. But the one thing that I say to myself every single day, at least once, is I am doing the best I can with the cards that I am dealt. I am doing the best I can with the cards that I am dealt. I'm doing the best I can. Okay. My house might be a shit show. I might be locked in the bathroom just to have some peace and quiet. I might, you know, who knows what is going on, right? But I'm doing the best I can and so are you. And let's be a little bit easier on ourselves and see how much easier it is to live. See how much easier your days go when you just give yourself a fucking break, okay? I can't tell you why we decided to be humans, but we decided to be humans. That's what we did. We decided to come back to Earth school to feel all the feelings, to learn the lessons, to grow, to help, you know, help raise the consciousness. I don't know why we fucking did it. I don't know why. looking at where we are right now in history and all the things that, you know, are tied into this human experience, it's like, why the fuck would we want to do this? Why did we want to do this? But it's true. So we're here and let's make the best of it, right? And we have to remember that with this experience, this life experience, this life school thing, we unfortunately have to feel all the feelings. We have to feel guilt, shame, fear, jealousy, anger, rage. We have to feel all of that shit, okay? And we have to feel all the good stuff too. So feel them. be okay with it. Be okay with heartbreak. Nobody ever died of a broken heart. Remember that. Nobody ever died from having a difficult conversation. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. We're all going to be okay. It's all good. Okay? Our life is going to go on. This is just a part. This life that we're living right now is just a part of something so much bigger and so much more powerful that we can't even comprehend. And when we see it in that perspective where it's just like, this is one of the lives I chose to live, right? Like, think of it that way. Like, I chose to live this life. I chose my parents. I chose what I wanted to do. I chose the lessons that I needed to live. Instead of being like, why me? Why is this happening? Why is this person treating me this way? Let's shift that mindset. Let's shift that perspective into like, okay, I chose this. I chose to be this person. I chose to have these strengths, but I also chose to have these weaknesses. So what does this mean? Okay, rather than why is this happening? So that's my spiel for today. Oh my God, we're already at almost 26 minutes. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for being you. Thank you for everything. You make this just so enjoyable. I love you guys, and I will see you soon.